This meeting is recording in progress.
Yeah, but last time it asked me if I wanted to do video recording or audio or both. But I think it's going to do both separate. That's what it did last time.
No.
I think so. Anyways, let me just double check, see if I can do that. Look. That's weird. The last time I heard that this meeting is being recorded was when I was in school.
She's really snowing out there, guy.
Is it?
Yeah.
So how much snow did you get last year?
Last year. We got more than this, but like not this time. Oh, no, wait. I think we had snow this time last year. Babe, didn't we have snow in like November last year? We had snow in like November last year, right?
Getting right up into it.
I think we did because we were playing with the dogs.
Either way, the snow.
We got snow last year, but it was a little bit more than what we've gotten so far.
Nothing special. It comes and it goes.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like out there. Usually it's rain, but if it does snow, it's nothing that's sticking to the ground.
For the most part, like, the only way it's going to stick to the ground is if it does what it did today, or like,
and
or
it's
yesterday, I guess, where it just stays cold.
Stays cold.
And then it just stays on the ground.
You know what I need to do? I need to update this laptop.
Yeah, you need to get a new laptop as
well. It's fucking old, isn't it? Yeah, 2011. Yeah.
This is what you need right here.
What do you got there? Is that the new and improved?
Air.
It's the air. Okay, what year is this?
2020.
Okay, my brother has the new MacBook Pro, and I was fucking around with it.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah.
Mariah has one, and I like it.
Yeah, it's really cool. That the bar on top, I didn't realize how...
Customizable?
Yeah, but like interactive it is.
Yeah.
With just like everything you normally do, and because my laptop is fucking ghetto compared to it. I was looking for all these buttons and I wasn't used to it at all. It was really nice. It was really thin. But the thing is, it only has two USB-C ports. That's the only ports.
Wait, so you need
adapters.
You need to spend $100 on this thing.
Yeah.
And Mariah has one, dude, for the past like year.
Let me see that.
In her pro.
Yeah.
It never works.
My brother, the same thing. He had to do research because some of the people said only certain ones work and other brands are shit.
This one's called Sateki, and it's the only one that I've found that works.
Sateki. Yeah. Yeah, his was similar to that. Yours looks a little slimmer, but same kind of thing. But yeah, absolutely. I think his is a 13 inch as well, the same size as mine.
Yeah.
His is thinner. His is darker. Looks nice. But I think he said he paid $16.50 for it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I think that's like the cheapest one.
Yeah, for pro. Yeah.
Yeah, but like shit. Because my grandma helped me pay for mine when I got it. And like at the time when you're buying something like that, even when I bought my vacuum cleaner, when I bought that vacuum off Dylan, that Dyson, and you're paying up front, he gave me $50 off. So $450. And I was like, fuck, this is a lot of money for a vacuum. Yeah. Meanwhile, though, I had three fucking busted vacuums in my basement. One of them, including my central vac. I never did get to really use that thing. It just fucking derped as soon as I moved in here. So, and then
three of them.
Three, yeah, yeah. I brought one here. Actually, four. There's four. I brought one here from that place in Inglewood where Cripps used to live. I had one there, and it doesn't fucking work. And then Eric Steenwick left one here, busted. Yeah. I was using it one day and it just fucking blew up. It like ate itself. This piece broke off and it just started fucking making a whole lot of noise. And then another guy who lived here left his, and that was the only working one, and he just left it here. So, oh, sweet. And just kept using that. But then I piled that one up too. And you know what the stupid part is? I still have all those fucking vacuums in my basement. Just a graveyard. I threw one out. But yeah, I got to do something with that. But that Dyson, like spending that money up front, it's so hard. I'm a fucking sucker for that. I don't know. I have a hard time. It's weird. You can like
vacuum is ridiculous.
You what?
$450 for a vacuum is.
It is, but they have a V15 now. Mine's a V8 Animal. They have a V15 now. It has sensors for pollen and allergens and certain shit. It's like $1,500. And it looks the same as mine.
Have you seen the new Roomba?
No, I don't know anything about those things.
Dude, the new Roombas? So they like, they do their little tour around your house.
Yeah, they have their little things, their feelers.
They have AI now to clean in the most efficient way possible. Not only that, they have a Roomba now that will fucking wash your floors.
Oh, it sucks and washes.
Yeah, so it'll do the vacuuming and then it'll go around with like, you know, like a Swiffer.
Is it quite a bit bigger then?
I think they're bigger. Yeah, I want to look at one. Let's see how much these
pups. Listen, I'll guess. I don't even know how much the regular ones are, just the vacuums. That's just like the disc, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll guess okay. Yeah, that should be all right. I'm going to guess like $650.
The starters.
This is the vacuum or the ultra cleaner fucker?
The ultra cleaner is $1,400.
14! Show. Okay, oh, you guess you can't show me.
I could, though.
You can?
Can't I?
Oh, I don't think you can, no.
Can't screen share right now.
No. Oh, but yeah. I can. I can screen share, I think. Yeah. Because I'm the...
I think you can turn it on so I can. But yeah, this is...
I don't know how to run this shit.
The iRobot S series.
The S... The sucker series. The screaming, sucking series. It'll clean your floors.
They literally named their company iRobot.
What's like... Is Roomba a brand?
I thought it was, but now it's iRobot.
I don't know. I know that my Dyson... There's things that I wish were better, but I haven't really experienced issues with it because of that. Like, it has two speeds, just normal and then fucking high. So it lasts for 45 minutes on the normal, the battery, and on high, it's 7 minutes. 7 minutes. When I was buying that, Dylan was telling me that, and I was like, what the fuck am I gonna, it's gonna die and I'm gonna have to wait for it to charge. I'm not gonna be done my house. He's like, yeah, well, how often are you actually vacuuming like more than 40 minutes? Like fucking every time I vacuum. What do you mean? Yeah. But I don't know. I seem to just like do rooms. My cleaning etiquette is like fucked. I have no plans usually for cleaning sometimes, but usually I just start doing shit. And then I go down a fucking rabbit hole and I'm not eating and I'm sweating and I'm just like.
And then you're pissed.
Tunnel vision. You know, I make plans. It's like, no. I just apparently I'm cleaning the whole fucking house.
Are these all Dyson Ball Animal 2, $500?
That's the one you drag around. You know, it's not just a stick.
Oh, that's right.
It's still a fucking thing with a hose, you know?
What?
I would still buy one of those.
Yeah.
What are you rocking right now? You still got that Asian Dyson?
Yeah, it's like dying though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that guy that was working for me, he like sucked up a bunch of drywall dust.
And it fucked the filters.
It's hardly worked.
Yeah, like I've sucked up a lot of that shit with shop vacs, and I'm surprised that they keep working because that shit's like cement in there. It just piles right in there. And you got to like throw those filters. You got to like bang them on the concrete to clean them out.
It's not even the little filter. Like the filter that I have is like no larger than like a hockey puck. But
hockey puck?
the as soon as that shit goes through whatever it's passing through, it doesn't look like it goes through like a motor of any sort, but ever since he sucked that shit up, like that one day, it's been just not working properly. But it is from Ching Chong, so
it is Ching Chong. And you did get it for free or really cheap?
Technically free.
Technically free, because you got it and did the old fucking
the old Amazon,
the old Xbox controller.
Know it.
Yeah. What was I gonna ask you? I feel like I haven't talked to you for a long time.
I know, it's been a while. It's the holidays, man.
It's the holidays.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah,
so much shit going on all the time, and then like trying to make enough money to support the holidays, like the extra money you spend on the holidays, you're just working.
Yeah, I we didn't do a whole lot of gifts this year. I think like my mom and Rob didn't buy me a present and I didn't buy them a present, but we all did the gift exchange, you know, that we went to like the cabin a couple weeks ago. I think I briefly told you that, the place at Sylvan Camp Kiriakis. So it's an old Bible camp. Like they still use it, but it's vacant in the colder months. So we've just rented it. Like it's fucking cheap. Very cheap. We stayed there for 4 days and three nights. And I had a bedroom to myself. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 bedrooms. And then one big fucker at the back that has like 4 bunk beds, a queen bed, and another couple double beds and more bunk beds. So it's massive. So it's got all the shit for our family. But like for my share, which was like 20% of the total cost for renting that for 4 days and three nights. And think of this, you got supplied firewood. And I'm not kidding, the amount, I don't know how many cords of wood we fucking burned. Like it was constant. They have a big cone crusher outside, upside down. So it's a massive fire pit outside. And there's a wood burning fireplace in the living room inside. And we had fires going the whole time, constant, all day from when the first person woke up to when everybody went to bed at like 11 midnight. And holy shit, like, the way other places charge for wood, we probably spent like burned like over $500 in wood. It's fucked. And we would just keep going like wheelbarrows. We just three of us going. They had this electric wood splitter in this big shack.
Yeah.
It was fucking slick. You just split a bunch of wood, load up three barrels, wheelbarrows, take them all back. And like they must have saw us just going back and forth all day and being like, these motherfuckers are going to run us dry. It was hilarious. But 20% my share, because it was Rob and Connie, my brother, his wife and kids. His wife didn't come actually because she was sick, which sucked, but Chris and Kelsey and their kids and my sister and her boys. And did I say me? So yeah, 20%. And I paid $78 for 4 days and three nights. Cheap. But that's just like the lodge. So we bring a fuck ton of food. Everybody's bringing like big coolers and we just divvy up the cooking. So someone's doing breakfast, lunch and supper, someone different every day. Right. Yeah. So, but it's super cheap. But what we were discussing was like, yeah, this is cool. And it's kind of perfect for our family. It fits all of us. It's a good location. They have a hill for the kids to go sledding. We're going to go ice fishing on the lake next year. We got nice fire pits, free wood. Internet's included if we need it. Connie was really, she's really adamant on no screens. Like no one bring a fucking TV. And Colton's like, so should we bring a TV? And then she's like, no. And I said, I can bring a TV. She's like, no fucking TVs. No. I was the first one there because everybody else lives out of town. I brought a fucking TV. The first thing she says when she walks inside, because I was the first one, I parked right up beside the door and I unloaded all my shit and put all my shit away. And I put the TV just like not set up, unplugged, just by the fireplace, kind of just chilling there in the corner. And she walks and she's like, what the fuck is that? And I said, what? She's like, that. And I said, oh, I don't know. She's like, that wasn't here last year. And I said, I don't know. Maybe they just left it. People wanted it. And then my brother And his fucking kids got there and they're like, Uncle brought his TV. I said, shut the fuck up. And Connie's looking at me. I fucking knew it was you. Yeah. It actually worked out good though, because we watched a bunch of Christmas movies. Like, it's nice just to have like movies on in the background or whatever. Like, we had Die Hard and The Santa Claus and Elf.
Especially if there's kids around.
Oh, yeah. Holy shit. There was eight kids. I bought them all a big bag of mini eggs and they fucking freaked out. And then they all just started ripping them all. Fucking eggs exploding everywhere. And they were all just like half a bag. These are fucking little kids. And all the parents are like, okay, let's not eat them all. And I'm just sitting there laughing, like watching. Yeah, these kids
are gonna be fucked. One bit of your nephew.
Oh, yeah.
I was laughing so hard.
Yeah, he was crushing those eggs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were fucking hyper after that.
I can imagine.
It was ridiculous. It was a good thing that they were going outside sledding. And it wasn't too cold. It was like minus 15, 18, which was nice.
Yeah.
This weather would have sucked. I couldn't believe when I woke up this morning, because that's usually what I do in the morning of every morning of winter, is how fucking cold is it today?
Yeah.
And it was colder than it said it was going to be the day before. You look and you're like, oh, this is what it's supposed to be for the next week. Wake up today. No. Minus 36 without the wind chill. And I don't care what anybody says. You have to look at what it feels like, because motherfucker, that's what it's like when you go out there. That's what it feels like. And it said 46, minus 46. So right then and there, I was like, I ain't doing shit. I'm doing nothing today. No. It's my last day off. So
is it your back tomorrow?
Yeah. What is today? Monday?
Yeah.
So I'm back. I just had 5 days off. This is my fifth day off. And then I go to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I'm off Saturday, Sunday, Monday. So work for four, off for three, and then work for three, and then off for three again.
What? That's weird.
Well, it's just the way that our 980 schedule works. Like every second Friday off.
Yeah.
So yeah, Cripps booked this next 4 days of work off. So he got like 12 days off in a row. Fucker.
Really?
Yeah, the lucky cunt. Because he didn't take much time off this whole year. And he just did that for like Christmas and holidays and shit. And it just so happens to be the coldest fucking place on the planet on his days off, which he's laughing about and I'm crying about.
Son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch. Fucking bastard.
Fucking bastard.
Bastard. Yeah, I was driving back from the farm yesterday, Wainwright, and I saw those fuckers were playing hockey at the ODR. I don't know how that would have went.
Face?
Hey?
You see Lucas's face?
Oh, his beard?
Beard is just ice.
It's just white. Yeah. It
drove someone's truck onto the rink.
Yeah.
A fire going on it.
Oh, yeah, the gas fire. Yeah, like that would have been fun. That would have been perfect. Like if I were in town, I would have went, but I gotta get some new skates. Mine are fucked.
Yeah,
the blades are fucked. I gotta buy new ones. But I haven't been in skates in like 3 or 4 years.
I don't remember the last time I was in skates.
Yeah, I remember when you bought skates. I don't know. Maybe you've bought them again since then, but you bought skates and a stick when we were like 19.
Yeah, that's right.
Latin North Star Sports.
Yeah.
And you bought the fucking like a nice pair of skates and like a $250 hockey stick. And you're like, let's go play some puck. And I don't even know what we did. I think we went to the Culica at like one of those open public ice times.
Something. I think we used those skates a couple times.
Yeah, but it was making me a little bit jealous. It looked pretty fun. Haven't had like a nice scrimmage or a good game of hockey in years, so maybe if it gets a little warmer I can get it. I was looking at I was going to ask you about Boxing Day week and Boxing Day sales and shopping and shit. Is there anything that you're looking into?
Weird, man. I hardly got any emails or anything. I was just telling Mariah that last night. I didn't get any like emails or like promotional deals or anything.
Flyers or anything.
Yeah, it was weird. It was a really calm Boxing Day.
Right. Well, usually the way it is now, it seems, is like that it's Boxing Week. So we still got shit going on. And I just thought, the first thing I always think of is, oh, Bluetooth speakers. But like, I have fucking, like, no, I got a nice one. So I don't know. I always think of headphones and speakers. But I have multiple sets of AirPods, Skull Candy, Buds. I have my Bose Buds. I don't need fucking headphones.
I got my, what are they, the AirPod Pros I've just been using.
Yeah, I haven't used my Pros since I got the new AirPods, the AirPod 3s, like the like the regular AirPod ones that don't have the silicones.
What?
You don't know about those?
No.
They're just the AirPod 3s. Look it up. They're just like the AirPods, but the newer model, like the plastic ones.
They look exactly like the Pros without the little...
Exactly. They're like the Pros, the case, the ear, the like the stem, they're shorter. They're just like that, except without the silicone, because a lot of people don't like those.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, I don't like them. I wouldn't buy them again.
Really?
No. Those ones you're looking at right now, wouldn't buy those again. They're cheap.
Are they noticeably like...
Here's the thing. Any pair, any fucking brand kind of headphones that I've ever bought in my life, I'm constantly pushing them. I'm pushing them back in my ear. Doesn't matter what I'm doing. Usually I'm wearing headphones at the gym, especially running. I'm constantly like adjusting them. It doesn't matter who the fuck you are, what you're doing. I don't care what anybody says. Oh, they don't fall out of your ears, shaking their heads around those stupid videos. Oh, they don't move around. They fit my fucking shit perfect. No, they don't. Okay. But these ones, those AirPod 3s, they're specifically, or like, they're worse for that. Like sometimes, like they're kind of fat. They're not really slim and like, they just like fit in there. They're kind of just fat. Like I let my roommate Lauren try them on.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I can't remember if she's got small ears or not, but like, she's like, oh, they're kind of fat. And she like had problems getting it in her ear. It's like, that's not cool. So it's like they're cramming too much shit into that fucking the big head.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Because I usually rock like a smaller silicone or the medium one if I'm wearing those kind of headphones. Yeah. So I don't have large holes in my ears. But this one, it's like always moving around, or it feels like it's like always kind of on the cusp of like falling out.
Oh,
fuck. That's a terrible feeling. So I'm touching it way more than my other sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wouldn't buy them again. I thought it was sick. It was because I had never had those AirPods, and the silicone ones kind of annoyed me sometimes. So I was like, oh, I'll try these out, because I ordered them. And I got them shipped here on launch day. They were at my door because I think they were like $215 or something.
Yeah, $225 or something.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's pretty sweet. And I thought I would like them a lot more, but no, they have this feature called spatial audio. The first song I listened to was High Heels by Token. And I put that spatial audio shit on. And I was like, these are the best fucking headphones I've ever tried in my life. And it sounded really good. Really good treble, really good bass. But as the days went on, I was like, I don't really like these. Live and learn, I guess.
It's so weird because with my Pros, I even found that the first time I used the noise canceling, I was like, oh, fuck, crazy. This is so wild. And now when I'm listening to mostly anything, I'm hardly have the noise canceling on because it's like too canceled out. Like you can't hear dick all.
Oh yeah.
But I keep it on transparent mode so I can just like hear shit around.
I like transparency when I'm out for walks and shit.
Yeah.
That's cool. Because then you can hear like your footsteps and shit around you.
Yeah.
It's weird. I never really used those features too much. When I first got the pros, I was working on the farm and I was working in equipment. So I would use noise canceling mode.
Yeah.
And it was cool. But like, it cancels out a lot of the noise with them just being earbuds.
Yeah, it does. It really does.
That's, and I don't know. Do you use it a lot? Do you find that the battery burns a lot faster with the noise canceling or transparency on?
You know what? Now that you say that, I have a feeling it does, because there's a lot of times where, like, I'll use them for like 3 hours straight, and then I'll be like, oh, you need to charge the batteries. And then I'll like put them in the case, and then I'll go use them the next day, and the case will be fucking dead. And so will the
things. Like, yeah.
What? Uh-huh. So, and I am finding that to be the case a lot more. So maybe that is because I do use those features all the fucking time.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, I bounce between the two every like 5 minutes.
Why isn't there a time here? I can't see how long we've been going. Piece of crap. Piece of piss. What? What is she doing? Is she being bad?
She is being bad.
Oh, is she eating chips in bed?
No, guess what she is eating in bed, though?
A fucking ice cream?
Yes!
That little slut. She thought she could just hide from you. Oh, he's busy. He won't. I can do this.
I go close the door and she's listening to her thing and she's just like, fuck.
Nice. So you guys are getting kind of settled in there now?
Yeah, for the most part. Yeah. Dope. See this whole back area?
Yeah.
It's going to be her office spot.
Nice. Is that a chair? Chair is that?
That's a chair.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. There is?
That's the dog's chair. Pull it over when I'm doing shit so the dogs don't annoy the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, before I forget, when we were talking about Boxing Day deals, yeah. I was thinking of shit, not that I want, just like blowing money, but shit that I need and I've wanted for a while. So a couple things that I need. Well, something that I need, and you're a good person to talk to about it. A good set of pans.
Pans?
I need pans.
Dude, that is a good, that's a good solid Boxing Day thing.
Yeah. Like, so my brother, are you familiar with the brand Gotham?
Yes.
Yeah, my brother just got, he has Gotham pans, both of these two big fuckers, and he just got the whole set of pots and pans to match his already like big pans
for
that he
how
cooked.
Much?
I don't know. This guy fucking, he doesn't care about price when he's buying like shit that lives to the name, you know?
Yeah.
He'll pay for shit all day if it's worth it, you know?
Like Yeti,
like something like that. Like, you know what you're paying, you're getting what you pay for. He also, this is the other thing that I want. He also got one of these for fucking Christmas, or bought one for the family or something. But he got the Ninja brand version, which is like,
of the air fryer?
Air fryer.
Maybe that's what I have.
Fuck!
I have the oven one.
You do?
I could cook 2 frozen pizzas in mine.
Oh, you have that huge bitch.
Biggest fucking mess. That's yeah. That was my Christmas present last year.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, no. No, he doesn't have Ninja. No, he has Instant Pot brand. Yeah.
Oh, I know which one he has then.
Instant. Yeah.
Yeah. It's still pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's
Does
a 6
it have
liter.
2 baskets?
I don't know if it has 2 or 1. I asked him that. He said, which would you prefer, 2 or 1? 1 big one or 2 smaller?
Honestly, man, if I'm spending over $200 for an air fryer, I would just get the one that I have, save the extra another $200.
Because that's what it seems. It seems like average Not right now, because we got some good deals right now. It seems like average is about $200.
Yeah, for something that's going to last you.
But I can get a pretty good one. Like, I was reading some reviews. I wasn't familiar with the brand, so I was looking more into it. And it had a lot of good reviews, like 4.8 out of 5 stars, like 50 reviews. But it was on just Best Buy's website. It was like $80. It was a nice black stainless color. So I don't know. there's a lot of them on sale right now. I should keep looking.
My new favorite thing is to put a steak in it, dude.
That's what Garrett always fucking says. And I feel like people have been using air fryers for like a couple years now. And I don't know. I saw one at Costco one time for $50 and I should have just fucking bought it. Like, it's a good deal. Yeah.
Especially at Costco, whatever they're going to sell is going to be like.
It is. Right? You can always rely on them and their return policy. They don't even fucking care. Oh yeah. What is it? We don't give a shit. Chuck it behind them in a pile. Here's a new one.
No, we don't care. Oh, you kill somebody with it, return it.
Whatever. Yeah. We make so much fucking money.
So true.
Yeah. So you guys kind of got bent over and fucked about Christmas plans, hey?
Oh, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty fun.
So you had plans with her family and her grandma and stuff?
Yeah, but her grandma is 96.
Fucking vintage.
Vintage.
Got some highway miles on her.
Yeah, so we weren't going to say anything, but then it was like, well, we kind of have to.
Oh, yeah. You definitely have to. You definitely did the right thing.
We talked to her mom, and her mom's like, well, I have a doctor's appointment today anyways. So she's like, I'll go talk to the doctor first and then figure out. And this was before we had any sort of answer of anything. So
at this point, you were just feeling like shit? Yeah. You're just feeling kind of sicky? Yeah.
So then, her mom called us back, like, I don't know, 45 minutes later and said, no. Just no, it's just
don't.
Yeah, the doctor was just like, don't even worth it, even if it's a positive, a negative, like whatever, don't even worth like risk it, because it's the other thing, all these tests that are out, they're not even reliable and shit. So
yeah,
and all her friends tested, like, it was so fucked, man. It's so fucked.
Why?
Just the situation about it, like the way it just happened. Like, we had a Christmas as Secret Santa with her friends.
Right.
And before that, like, she had to get off work to get to the house. And, like, there was a huge car accident before we even could go there. Like, huge car accident. So we're like, well, maybe Classic. We shouldn't go. And then...
Was that my phone?
No, that was my thing. But, like, we did end up going. And then, like, after this accident and shit got sorted out. And then, we got there and, like, we were so late that everything had already been basically eaten. Like, the whole point of the shindig was to, like, it was like a potluck or whatever.
A potluck, gift exchange, kind of catch up.
I made a dip, a dill dip sort of deal. Mariah made a, excuse me.
You made a dill dip?
Dude, yeah, I fucked it up really bad. I put too much garlic powder in it.
Oh,
it really garlicky.
Oh, yeah.
And we did it in bread bowls because I thought it was cool. And
that's cool, yeah.
She did a spinach dip, and she messed up one of her ingredients. Still turned out good, but...
Did she have artichoke in it?
I believe so, yeah.
Artichoke hearts, yeah.
I think so.
Nice.
We got there. All the food, all the good food and like warm food and stuff is already gone because we're late.
Fuck's sake.
By like 2.5 hours.
That's stupid.
And then a few of the people were already like on that level, you know?
Getting into the beers.
Yeah, when you already, like when you just show up and you're like, okay, well, I'll bust open the wine or whatever. And, you know, people have already been there for...
They're already feeling it.
They're already buzzed, already feeling it and stuff.
Yeah.
It was a good time to talk to everybody and everything, but then it kind of got, like, we did the Secret Santa, and then it was just, like, or whatever the fuck it is, Christmas gift exchange, but after that, it just, like, party died.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so then we were just like, well, the fuck do we do? Like, people just started being like, okay, well, we're leaving now. Cab's here, sort of deal.
And once one person does that, yep. it's totally yep. different.
Exactly what happened too.
You know, one person goes, they all go.
Yeah. Once one person has the out, they're all
like, well, so
then we were going to go. But then.
What time is it? What time is it at this point?
I think it was just about 11.
Okay. Just okay. That's when fair.
When we're thinking about, okay, well, then that's an easy night. We'll just go home.
Yeah.
Mariah can't find her fanny pack.
Fuck. What's.
Got some, my keys.
Oh fuck! It's got everything. It's got
everything we need. Man. We're looking for like an hour, calling people that have already left and everything.
Did you take our fanny?
Yeah, literally.
Did you get your fannies mixed up?
We just left and we're calling them back. Hey, you got our fanny pack? But like it was fucked because she went to the liquor store beforehand while we were at the party to go grab more wine with her buddy Jeremy. But her phone like dropped out of her pocket or something in his car. So when we got a hold of Jeremy,
fucking phones in cars,
dude, I know.
Fuck.
We got a hold of Jeremy. We're like, "Yo, Jeremiah. You have this fanny pack, Jeremiah. You got this fanny pack." He's like, "No, but I got your phone." We're like,
"Oh my god,
what the fuck is going on?" Now I'm like,
oh, "Did you fuck. Even know that the phone was missing?"
Yeah, we did. Yeah,
okay.
We thought it was with the fanny.
Oh, okay. Oh, that sounds like a
oh man, pissed. And we were about to take like Cody's car all the way home. He's like, "Yeah, you can take my car if you want, you know, to figure it out." Like, God mm-hmm. damn it, this is fucking embarrassing. And then Mariah does like one last look as we're leaving in like the junk where we threw all the fucking paper for the presents and stuff.
Yeah,
fucking fanny packs at the bottom of this
pile of garbage. Fuck's sake. Ugh.
So then we went home and then
stressful.
Yeah, and then a week later her friends were like, "Hey, so three of us were confirmed and then Josh had a cold."
Okay, so you're like, fuck. Yeah. Had you started to feel like shit at that point?
Not noticeably, but like woke up the other morning and I was like, "Why the fuck's my throat so scratched? Just weird, like nose dripping and shit."
Yeah.
Scratchy throat.
Yeah.
And then yeah, that was it. And then we just kind of had the realization that we were supposed to go over to her parents' house that day. And then we're like, "Oh fuck, we gotta get out." So yeah, it kind of sucked. Her grandma, I got to meet her grandma.
You did?
Yeah. For the first time ever. And she's like a little Greek lady, but like we couldn't. Dude, we had to like we literally couldn't go near them or hug them or anything, like just because of the potential of it.
Yeah.
So, like, they started to tear up and everything because it was supposed to be a nice Christmas get together and didn't turn out that way. So
yeah, it sucks. Yeah, because like I said, my sister-in-law, my brother's wife, she couldn't come either. She we FaceTimed her on and off the whole time over the days, but like. Suck dick, but it was her and she was home with the newborn, my brother's newborn. Yeah. And it was just like, I don't know. That's the way that Colton said it was good. He said, because all of us naturally are like, "Oh, well, you know, it's probably just something." And, you know, just like, just come. All of us wanted to say that. Right. And my brother and her said, "Well, let's just think of it this way. If we were here and someone else came just rolling up, sounding like shit, coughing, drippy nose, you'd be pissed. You'd be like, why the fuck would you come here? You know, I don't care if you have COVID or not. You don't need to come here and get everybody sick."
Yeah, no.
So that's the thought process behind that. She's like, "You know, I'd be pissed if somebody did it. So I'm not going to do it." So she just stuck it out. She was going to, just every morning she was seeing how she felt and, "Oh, maybe I'll come tomorrow if I feel better." But she did start to gradually feel better, but she just said, "Nah, fuck it. It's not worth it."
Yeah, no, it's kind of where we were at too. We're just like, we could go and like, you know, it could just be something that's not anything. But I was just like, well, fuck, if the roles were reversed and like we were going to my parents for supper and I didn't tell my mother the same thing, like if we were just like, "Oh yeah, you know, but it's nothing sort of deal. My mom would be pissed.
Oh yeah.
There's yep. the girls, you know, the new nephew.
Oh yeah, not cool. Grandkids and smaller people come into play, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Then you're responsible for your own actions, right? So
yeah, no,
you I'm just blown away by this one now, though. It's like out of nowhere, you're just all of a sudden hearing it again. Like, oh, this person has COVID, this person has COVID, this person has COVID.
I know.
Like, out of nowhere, man.
I know. It seemed like it was just a big lull.
Yeah.
And shit had kind of tapered off. And you know,
I don't even know where we're at with it because they're asking for more boosters and stuff now. Like, we're locked down again.
My mom got the booster. Like, it's available. Like, I didn't realize that it was like here and they're like, people are running to the gates. But I straight up told them, I was like, I'm not fucking getting another shot. Like, they told us we got to do one, we got to do two. Let's do all these incentives. We're going to get all the population. It's going to be good. And all of a sudden it's not good enough. Oh, we just do one more. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well, what the fuck? When is there change? When is something else going to happen?
When is there no shots?
When is there fucking normal life?
Yeah, we're getting done with it. Just
I'm not. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really looked into the Omicron variant.
There's no point anymore.
No, I don't know anything about it or if it's so much more deadly or what the fuck. I just, it's frustrating. It's constantly a letdown again and again.
Yeah.
Because we're approaching 2 years of living like this.
Yeah.
2 years. And it's like, just let the bitch run its course.
That's just it. That's kind of the mindset that we're at right now. It's like, you know, the little information that we have of it, a lot of people are saying, well, it's like a mild cold and it's, well, just get it then, I guess. Like, I don't know. Cause like one party is saying that once you have it, you won't ever get it again. And then the other party is like, it's just like, fuck, just.
I don't know.
Season now already. Just make it's COVID season. Fucking put your masks on, wash your hands. Like,
well, now they're saying that the surgical, like the blue masks, the paper ones or whatever, they're saying that they're not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, we recommend the N95, like the fucking paint, like the dust mask.
Yeah.
And it's like, those are on, like there's shortages of those fucking things and
everywhere.
They're expensive. And even if you could get them, who's paying for this shit? And like, what the fuck? I don't know.
It does seem to be like everybody's starting to break, though. Like, it's, I think this whole 2 year mark is the point where everybody's starting to be like, okay, this is enough.
It's just pathetic because we were, like we just said, there was a taper, a lull. It was coming back to normal. Shit was open. Sporting games, full capacity, fucking restaurants, everything was normal again. As long as you, for the most part, had your shit. And now it's just new deadly variant, Omicron. Remember the first time I saw it, Omicron, or I said Omicron or some shit. It's like, what the fuck is this now? They're talking about Delta, and now they're talking about Omicron. Get your booster today. Fuck.
Never fucking stops, man. It never stops. And like, every day you wake up to some bullshit, like you can't avoid it.
No,
you can't avoid it.
No, it's because you guys are back in lockdown, right?
Yeah, till the 20th.
Right. So, what does that entail?
No gyms, no eating out, sort of deal. All that shit again.
Just I like think, the.
Anyways. As soon as they got announced again, I didn't even look. I was like, okay, well, I guess I can stay. It is really snowing out.
Snow. Shit. I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I don't know. Just people, it's good if people do their due diligence, recognize when they are feeling like shit or when they do have some sort of symptom. And just be a good person. You know, don't be a piece of shit. I told my mom because my brother was sick and they were negative. Like everybody's got these fucking tests now, right? The self-testing rapid tests. Like they're giving them out for free to families and to people because it's just through the province. And so my brother got 20 of them, 10 for him and 10 for his wife for their family. And our family members on my stepmom's side wanted negative test results in order to let people in their house. So you couldn't go to the Christmas get together unless you had a negative test upon arriving. And I've never done a test. And I didn't go to that night, not because of that, but I just had a quiet night with my parents, my mom and Rob and Colton and Dallas, and the kids went to that. But then the next night I was going to my dad and Norma's, and I guess Corey, Neil and their kids were there as well. Norma's daughter and her family. And they said, "Oh, when you coming?" "Yeah. Okay. Well, this is what time supper is. And, we were just going to get you to do one of these tests. Everybody else has done one." And I was like, "Okay, I don't care." But I've never done one. And I just go there and I walk into the garage and they come out of the house and I was like, "All right, what do I need to do?" I felt like a fucking rat. And they hand me this thing and I swallow both my nostrils.
Yeah.
Getting right up there. This was a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so I did that. And then you put the stick in this little beaker thing. And then you let it sit in there for a couple minutes. And then you put some drops into this little dipper thing. And then this little bar comes up. And there's a T and a C. I don't know what the fuck they stand for, but positive and negative.
Yeah.
And I was negative. So they're like, "Come on in. Hey, Merry Christmas."
"Oh, hey, man." And apparently those are the most unreliable little things ever.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard anything. I don't know anything about them.
That's all. Anything that I've looked up has been like, "Oh, rapid tests, unreliable."
Yeah.
What? Okay, what am I supposed to know? Like, what am I supposed to believe?
I'm just doing what I'm told. Another thing. I guess what I got in the mail? I got my vaccine prepaid Visa. So Alberta had the incentive. If you get your second dose, we'll give you $100. You never heard about that?
I forgot about that.
Yeah, fucking I did it.
You got $100?
Got $100. It's down there on the table.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know. Maybe a nice set of pans.
Nice set of pans.
Man, cooking.
$100 would get you a good set of pans on old Boxing Day, I tell you what.
Fucking right. Yep. Pans and lids. Not just pans. I want lids for each pan.
Yeah, you got to get the kit.
Yep. I don't mind my pots. I got a big spaghetti pot, and I got just Blanche gave me some older pots, three sizes, and they're fine, but I need pans bad.
Yeah.
My pans, they rock.
Oh.
Oh, I fucking hate that so much. Oh. They don't sit flat.
No, I can't have that.
No. That shit's fucking annoying. Okay, I have one of the topics I wrote down here that I wanted to put in your ear because I don't know fucking anything about it. And whenever I do see it on my phone, I get angry.
It's fucking crypto, isn't it?
It's NFTs.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
It's a hard one, man.
I don't get it. Okay, I think I know what it is. Is it just like digital art?
Technically, yeah.
Digital art, digital real estate?
That's where it's going.
That's where it's going.
Yeah, so it started as digital art. It's just another, I'd say it's another way for fucking big dudes to clean all their money in a way of art.
Yeah, because who the fuck is doing it? People who have tons of money.
But since then, it's transitioned into where the new age of what they're calling internet 2.0, like the new age of kids that are going into internet. Like some of these kids that are way younger than us are making millions of dollars because they're buying these crypto punks and crypto kitties and all these.
What is that shit? I don't fucking get it.
So weird, man.
How is it fun? How is it a hobby? I don't understand.
Okay, so the way I try and explain it to anyone, like when I tried to explain it to Mariah when we first started finding out about it, remember Ready Player One?
Yes, great film.
Okay, so if you look at
their avatars.
Yeah, if you kind of look at that, and if you look at like humans and like the way technology is moving, pacing forward, it is very scary how far or how close we are to exactly that.
The metaverse.
Exactly. Okay,
that's right? Another thing I was going to bring up.
So it all ties in together with this metaverse being a thing now, an actual metaverse where I don't know how much research you've done on that, but it's actually kind of crazy. It's like Ready Player One.
That's the way I thought of it too when I saw the presentation or the initial drop when they started talking about it, when they changed when that shit was going on, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be like the fucking Oasis.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So, and if you think about that, if you look at parts of the Oasis, like if you look at the culture of the Oasis in that movie and the way people show themselves in that world, that's all technically NFTs.
Just like the way that they want to be seen, the way that they're portraying themselves, exactly. Their character.
Yeah. So like, know? When they throw on the big mecha Godzilla fucking, technically that's an in-game collectible, but they would call that an NFT right now. But that's what's going to transition to, is like NFTs are going to transition into in-game collections that you can't get. Look at COD right now. All you buy all these, so you can have all this cool shit. You get portrayed as a lot of games are buy, like pay to plays,
skins, that's blueprints, all that shit.
That's where NFTs are going. And then when you want to get even bigger on the spectrum, you look at digital property and digital real estate and all this other shit. And it's like it all ties in some weird way. It's just literally internet 2.0. It's like the internet evolving. It's so weird.
I don't fucking get it. I don't understand. Like, how do they, I see people saying like, oh, this is going to be a thing in 2 or 3 years time. It's going to be like, I think Bill Gates or somebody said that all meetings are going to be in the metaverse in 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. I don't know how that would work. How would that be possible? Like, what's wrong? There's a lot of old fashioned people and I'm kind of one of them. And I don't know. It's just, I get the, convenience of it. It's easier. It's simpler, but, I don't know. It might be a terrible idea in a lot of ways, you know, but that's what technology, that's how it's always been.
It's just, you know? Yeah, it constantly grows. You never understand it. Look at 30, not even 30 years ago when the internet was being talked about.
Yeah.
Email?
What's this internet? Email? Yeah. No, it's true.
And now look at where it's come. Like, I'm talking to you on one screen. I'm looking at TVs on the source on another one. And then I'm doing my crypto investing on the other. Like, this is all at one time, doing all this shit at once, like it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Living a fucking weird time, man. What's up?
The big piece of meat on the counter, should it be put in the fridge or anything?
No, I'm going to start searing it soon. Okay. Yeah.
What kind of meat?
I got prime rib.
Prime rib, shit.
I got prime rib.
Nice. That sounds good. Oh, there it is. Hello.
Yeah, babe.
Prib. Yeah.
But no, it's crazy, dude. It is. It's okay to be confused because this whole integration into the internet, like it's
into the Oasis.
It's getting beyond me at this point, dude. Like it really is, and I'm trying to keep up with this shit.
I don't know. Like, I love Ready Player One. I love the idea of it. I love the fantasy, you know, the imagination. Yeah. I love that shit. But I don't know how, if that were to become a reality, like if that, if the movie, the depiction of the film was our life, it would be very, very bad. It is the fucking biggest, most addicting drug. How would anybody not go there with every second of their time? You wouldn't be able to sleep. You'd be like, oh, I just gotta go back in the Oasis. It's like when you're a kid and you get a new game, or Christmas Eve when you're a kid, you just like can't fucking contain yourself.
Dude, I was gonna ask you, when is the last time you felt that feeling? Where you wake up and you're like, I'm gonna play the fucking video game.
Oh, that feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, well, usually I feel that on the weekends when I'm home. If I'm away working on the weekends, obviously not. But when I have not nothing to do, but I don't have to wake up and fucking jump to my feet and start running. That's why I like to play. I just make coffee. I open my blinds. I look outside. Check the weather. And I'm just like, I'm going to play some fucking games. I usually do that every weekend that I'm off. Like I did it this morning.
Yeah.
But depends what game you play. Usually I make the mistake of playing a game that is fun with friends, but shitty by yourself. Mm-hmm. And I did that today and it sucked.
What did you play?
I played Warzone because I'm trying to get my guns better on the new map that came out and stuff. But when you're not playing with friends, you can play by yourself or you can play with randoms. It's a better choice to play by yourself.
Yep.
Because you play with other people and they're not dependable at all. You don't have any fucking communication. And it's just you and your mic.
Hey guys, yeah, where do you want to drop? I fucking saw this thing. It's so sick. Let's go do it.
And no one fucking replies, even if they got mics. Like I can hear your mic on. Yo, let's hit this drop. And they're like, it's, I don't know. They're just saying other shit and not listening. Yeah. And they're like, yo, darkness, what's up? Yo, Sith. Yeah, let's go. I'm fucking getting shot over here. And I don't know. You don't. It's just frustrating. So I told the guy before I had these 5 days off, I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to finish Last of Us 2. Never fucking played it. Never even thought about it. Never thought about it.
Buddy.
Yeah, I know.
You're missing out.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. I wanted to buy an Xbox so bad. So bad. But everybody's just scalping.
I know.
It's all the Muhammads and the... all the electronic store guys.
You can't find one for under 900 bucks here right now.
You can find one here for 750 bucks.
Yeah, not a chance.
But I'm not cool with that. Like Crips is saying 700 bucks is kind of acceptable because they're 600 bucks and after tax, it's about 630 bucks. Yeah. So if you want to pay an extra 70 bucks to get into one because everywhere else is sold out, he said, I would be willing to pay 70 bucks. To have one. And I was like, okay, that's fair. But it's just bullshit. Like that these guys, they're selling the Halo versions for $1,300.
Yeah, I saw that.
Bitch. I asked the guy, he had one posted for $740 or something. I was like, yo, can we do $7? He's like, no, firm. And it was some white guy in Edmonton. I say that because it seems like every other guy is just brown.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why.
I noticed that too.
Why it's only that. I don't get it. It's like, I don't know. But it's like these people are just, they have, it, like they almost have, they have access to them. And it's like, well, what the fuck, man? Like I check all the time. All retailers. Oh, out of stock. Oh,
yeah.
Nope. So it's, I don't know, I would like one really bad, but.
I would too.
Yeah. It is what it is.
I do miss Xboxing. I just downloaded Witcher 3.
You did.
PS4, $13.
Oh, nice. That's cheap.
Yeah, they got Boxing Day sales.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, because I was just like looking at Boxing Day, and I was like, oh yeah, I got to get back to Red Deer. I need to go shopping. I'm like, what the fuck do I need to go shopping for? Need anything? Yeah. But that's when I was like, okay, realistically, I want an air fryer. I need new pans and I need some dish towels. I haven't done anything about that. I still need all those things. But
those dish pans.
Fucking pans. Yeah, I got to get on that.
Honestly, Canadian Tire probably has your...
Dude, my knee...
What is going on with that?
Fucking, I don't know.
It's not good.
It's not good. Sitting here hurts.
That's not good at all.
It's hurting right now. Yeah.
Oh, you gotta get fixed up, yo.
Going down the stairs hurts.
Oh, have you done any sort of exercises or stretches?
Yes. Not like anything crazy. I should right after this. I need to do two things for the rest of the day. I need to go to Garrett's house to get chew, and I need to cook beef stew. Garrett has chew from the States, and I need it. I have no more right now. So I needs it.
Look at that. Instant Pot dual pressure, 6-quart fucking...
Is it a pressure cooker slash air fryer? Because I saw those fucking things.
This one is the one, yeah.
Because that sounds... $99. How much?
$99.
Regular, like $220 or something?
Regular, $130.
Oh, that's pretty cheap regular.
Huh. Multi-use program, multi-cooker with pressure cooker, slow cooker, rice cooker, steam, saute, searing. Oh, no, it's not. Okay, no.
It's a pressure cooker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duo,
okay.
Oh, okay. Dual crisp plus air fryer. That one's $230.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say that's fucking cheap, especially for an instant. So, you know that time we went to the Calicut and went to for the steam and the hot tub, and then we put on the A535 and died.
Yeah. That sucked.
It wasn't the A535.
What was it?
It was the fact that we were in a hot tub and steam room and pool, because I did it when I got out of the shower the other day on my knee, and my knee was going to fall off right after the shower, just lathered on like lotion and like a big gob. Fucking hurt.
So is it just because our pores were open?
Yes. Because I did the same thing. Yeah. I did the same thing when I just woke up one day and then just put it like on my knee and my neck after I woke up. So just getting out of bed, and I like, it was like a fraction of the feeling from the ointment. It was like a quarter. I felt it like a quarter of the intensity of what I did the other time.
That makes sense.
Yeah. But that shit was fucked. Do you remember that feeling?
Yeah. That.
It was like panic. Like,
yeah, there was a point of legit panic where it was on my back and I was like, oh, I don't know like what we do about this.
Yeah. What do we do? Is this going to end? Are we fucked? Do we need to go to the hospital?
Oh, closed. That was fucked.
It was. I just stood there and tried not to move, and you went to the sinks.
Yeah.
And that other guy was just like, what are you guys doing?
I put rubber 3-5 on me once and it was good. It was fucked.
He had some stuff.
Yeah, he had some stuff indeed.
Yeah. But
some extra things.
I need to go for another steam. And I need to go for a massage is what I need.
Oh.
Not for my knee, but just like, I haven't had a massage in like over a year.
Yeah, I just had one last month.
Oh, I need it.
It's unreal.
Unrealistic.
Very much needed.
Yep. Over here. What do you got on for the rest of the day?
School.
I keep forgetting you're still doing your school.
Yeah, it's not fun. I'm over it.
Yeah. Yeah, school can be like that. That's for sure.
Waste of money, man.
Fuck.
But if I don't finish it, it's a bigger waste of money.
It's a bigger waste of money. That's right. It's a good way to think about it.
really wish. I'm going to send you a snap right now of how much it's fucking snowing.
Yeah, do it. It probably won't look nearly as good on your phone. No. I hate that. We should do. We should create something, invent something.
Oh, you know what? It's actually.
It's looking good. Hot fire. Did you get another new phone?
I did.
Hey, guy. You did? Is that the Pacific Blue?
It is.
I have it too.
Do you actually? Nice.
Where is it?
The blue.
Yeah. I thought it was a cool color.
They asked, they're like, what color do you want? I was like, I always get black. I was like, well, check out these other ones. And they had the blue.
Check out these other ones.
That blue's cool.
It's cool blue.
Blue's clues.
Let's check it out.
Oh, you know what? It's actually... It's looking good. It's doing good. I think.
Fire. Did you get another new phone?
I did. Oh, you know what? It's actually...
Yeah. Huh. It's weird. That was weird just seeing myself and hearing myself.
It's strange.
You know what? I don't feel as weird about that kind of stuff since I started doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's speaking in like a lately, a lately kind of thing. But when I hear myself from like when I'm 18, 20 years old, I don't like that at all. I fucking hate it actually. Because... I legit don't like my old self. I don't. I was a fucking loser, man. Punk ass bitch. And I hate that because that's how a lot of people remember me. A lot of people that I haven't seen since high school or shortly after, like parties at the college, that's what they remember. And I hate that because that's not who I am anymore. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I hate that. But like when I see videos of myself, the way that I talk, I swear a lot more, it seems like.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was with my, like at that supper where I had to do the test with my dad and Norma and her daughter and her family.
Yeah.
And my nephew, my stepsister's son, who's like my nephew, he's like my step nephew, but he's also 18. So it's weird. Mm-hmm. It's just like, whatever. So I noticed him, he's a lot older than I recognize him in my head. Cause like when I think about him, I think about a younger guy, like a kid, but he's not, he's 18 now. But I just noticed I was comparing him a lot to what I thought of my old self. And he was swearing a lot in front of my dad and Norma, and just like at the table, we're having supper, playing games. And I was like, why is he swearing so much? And in my head, I was like, it was like a tick. It was like, quit swearing so much. Like he would say fuck like every other sentence.
Yeah.
But I remember doing that. And I remember Rob, he would say, why are you swearing so much? Like, do you have to say fuck all the time? And I didn't think anything of it at the time. But what now that I'm, it seems that I'm older and I'm recognizing these things, these like mannerisms or habits that people have. And it sounds like shit. It sounds dumb. You know, when people describe, my biggest one though, is when people say like.
Oh.
I hate it so much.
I'm pretty bad for that too.
My roommate was on the phone with one of her girlfriends the other day, and I got to hear the entire thing. They were talking about some boy problems. And I'm not kidding you. Every second or third word was like, I'm not kidding. No exaggeration. It was like fucking like, dude, I was like losing my mind. Oh, I can't stand that shit. You sound like a Neanderthal, you dumb bitch. Go back to school. Okay. Or try harder. Focus. Think before you talk.
Yeah.
Oh, I couldn't handle it. That's a big one for me, but no, it was just, it reminded me a lot of my younger self because I have videos on old phones and like storage devices of me doing stuff or just like the way that I talk, and it's like cringy, you know?
Very cringy.
Yeah. I was just an idiot. I hate it, but there's also a lot of good times and memories that I'm nothing I regret or anything. It's just like, I said, like, It's just, I can't like it. I don't like it. It's cringe.
That picture you sent me this morning of me in my truck.
Yeah. What was your thoughts?
Perfect example. I showed Mariah. I was like, look at this. This is 9 fucking years ago. I said, I'm wearing $400 pants.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we were at the movie theater and we just like drive up big piles of snow. And you parked like this one time. You just parked like that. And I remember getting out and it was a bitch to get out. Like, the fuck? This is gonna suck to get back in.
Parking in Dylan's front yard.
Driving up on his lawn.
Yep. Driving up to his lawn. We were shitheads.
Yep. Absolutely. I want him to reply. I was gonna ask if he's dead.
Let's ask if he's dead.
Okay.
You dead?
Dylan, are you dead? ?
Dead, Dylan.
Did you notice that that Chase Nibb and Xavier Lawrence have been doing a podcast?
No.
They have. It's called Popcorn Preachers, I believe.
What?
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about reaching out to them about it. Chase has contacted me a couple times in the past about just, I don't know, questions, not like I'm a fucking expert. But
fucking expert.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I was just gonna message and be like, yo, let's do an episode or something.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah. You know
how many people are gonna have podcasts in the next couple of years?
I'm surprised more people don't.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be way more at this point.
We're thinking of doing one, but we don't know if we're going to do it with like 4 people. It's more of a us thing, but we want to ask each other 10 questions each.
Just it was 10. Important. Yeah. Just something simple, you know, and that's the way I think about this. A lot of the time is as a kind of like a memory bank or a storage device.
Like a journal of conversation.
Yeah. You know, if, I don't know. Just in the future, it's always going to be there. You can always go back.
Yeah. Well, there's some shit, even when we look back at 2-3 years ago on your podcast that I look at and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Why?
It's constantly in my head when I know I'm being recorded. I'm like thinking before I say shit twice.
Yeah, you have to be careful.
You do. Because I don't edit. No. I don't edit. It's either good or bad.
Yeah.
You
got to start having more people on too.
Oh, well, that's the thing. The last episode I did was like 6 months ago and it was like, I don't know. I think it was you.
I think it was too.
I think you were the last couple.
Yeah.
And I keep getting questions about it.
Podcast when you're doing it and shit.
It's always people who I don't see often. And I was like, oh yeah. It's like the conversation starter or the thing to talk about. Oh, so how's the podcast going? You still doing that? And I feel the same thing every time someone asks me. It's like it's not like a regret, it's just like annoyance almost. It's, yeah. I describe it or think of it as, yeah, I know. Okay. It's just like someone poking me.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do it a couple weeks ago really bad. Or we had plans to do it like a month or two ago.
We did.
And we never did it. But it's just one of those things. It works when it works. I don't know. But I thought it was a prime time to ask you this morning if your day was busy, because mine wasn't. So let's do something.
Yeah, it fucking worked.
Yeah. And this is good. I think this has been a pretty long one.
Yeah, I think it has too.
Yeah, it's 4:15 already almost.
I have to go sear up. I gotta go season the prime ribs.
The rib
on all sides. And I'm gonna throw it in the air fryer for like an hour and a half.
You're putting a prime rib in an air fryer.
Dude. We made one the other night. It was stupid good.
That's so easy. Holy shit.
No business being that good. Seriously. It was like, oh my God. I didn't even, all I did was put salt, pepper, garlic powder as my new.
That's your new bitch. Yeah.
It helps it out. A little bit of paprika. And then you end it up. After it's done, you pull it out. You grab a little thing of butter and you just put it on the top. Just let it.
Oh,
fuck, it was good. I can't even, dude. We haven't even, all we've been eating is like steak at supper for the past like 4 nights. Of meat, nothing else.
Meat,
just ribeyes and shit.
What's for supper? Another fucking steak.
There's a fucking ribeye. We fucking love it. Like, super easy.
Steak, yeah. Shit's good.
Yeah, we can't eat chicken I can't eat chicken or pork clearly anymore. Just,
what?
Dude.
Heartburn?
No, it's like gut. Something with my guts, man. Like, we knew pork was fucky with me.
I could see pork.
Yeah.
Chicken?
And now we're just, we found out pork officially fucks with me. Like, we had to go through some meal testing and shit to figure out, okay, well, we didn't eat this, but we did have pork. This is why you feel like shit.
Oh, okay.
Then we started doing it with chicken. Fuck, man. Chicken wings and stuff. All that shit just fucks with me so bad.
Was it the sauce on the chicken wings or no?
No.
Salt and pepper or something.
Yeah. And it's usual. Like, I've tried chicken breast. If I buy a rotisserie chicken now, dude, and eat it like I used to, like a fucking caveman, I will legit vomit everywhere.
Weird.
Just from feeling sick, like nauseous after eating.
Hmm.
It's weird. It sucks too.
That sucks.
Chicken is a really...
Chicken is cheap. Chicken is so lean. Easy. Yeah.
And then turkey just doesn't do it for me.
I don't know what the big hype is over turkey. Everybody was like, so you got turkey dinner? No. Oh, no? No, we do ham. Oh, really? Yeah, it's fucking better.
Yeah.
A nice ham? A nice ass?
Nice ass? It's hard
nice to ham ass. Ham. Damn, it's good, though.
Yeah.
Can't beat a nice smoked ham. Yeah, I don't know. Turkey, I don't got issues with turkey, but like, I don't know. I don't think it's the pinnacle.
No.
Turkey dinner, I don't know.
I like steak.
Steak.
Red meat. Get in.
Steak. Steak.
Wait, before we go.
Where?
Before we go.
Where we go? I'm just kidding.
How was it?
How was what?
How was it? You... Fuck, how was it?
I don't know what we're talking about.
You know what it was? You know?
Spider-Man!
There's fucking three of them, isn't there?
Fuck.
Fucking you, three of them, isn't there?
Nope.
You, fuck you, bitch.
I will say nothing and I will tell you nothing. There's still no valid sources out there, no streaming.
No.
Fuck.
Warning. They're keeping it. Disney or whoever the fuck, or Sony, whatever, they're keeping it locked up.
Yeah, well, they need
kind of how it goes with the Marvel movies, though. For the past couple of years, they've been like that.
Yeah.
Every time a big one comes out, like last time when, what fucking movie was it that I had?
Shang-Chi? Series?
No, there's the one.
Eternals?
Before Black Widows.
Oh, Endgame.
Was it? No, it wasn't Endgame. Maybe it was Black Widow that had troubles. Anyways, I tried to stream. No, it was Cap, the fucking Winter Soldier and the Falcon.
Oh, yeah, the series.
Yeah. Before I had Disney Plus, mm-hmm. I was trying to stream that, and it was impossible to find a reliable stream.
Shows, it seems like shows are a lot more difficult than the movies.
Well, I did find...
Have you been watching Yellowstone?
No. Literally everybody is asking this.
I'm watching it. I watched it for like 8 hours yesterday.
Maybe not eight, but like five.
Oh my God.
Maybe six. Maybe eight.
Did you watch the new Witcher?
Not yet. That's next. I'm in too deep with Yellowstone. Once I'm done with it, I'm going into The Witcher.
The Witcher.
The Witcher. Yellowstone's good, though. It's pretty sweet. I like it.
Yeah, I've heard good things.
45-minute episodes, 10 episodes per season. It's good. Drama.
Which material comes out tomorrow? Or it is tomorrow, right? Or is it 29th? Boba Fett?
Mandalorian?
The Fett?
Or The Fett Show?
Yeah, The Fett.
You're asking the wrong person. I can't keep up with the Disney fucking shows. There's so many. Why would Dylan? I didn't understand that the other day. He said
I understand.
You understand it?
I understand, because at the end of Hawkeye, they drop some pretty serious shit, and you're like, you know, the fuck? Why do you guys make me watch all these goddamn shows just to drop these fucking 2 seconds worth of shit at the end of the fucking season, just so I can be caught up? Put it on YouTube so I can watch. I need to watch so I can watch the movies, and I don't have to watch these TV shows that don't mean anything to me.
But he said that he watched it 2 times, the entire series.
I know.
That sounds dumb to me.
It's dumb, but it's because they bring in more characters.
Then just watch that episode again.
He's trying to find some shit.
Fuck!
Hawkeye does. Hawkeye was surprisingly, I thought it was going to be a filler show, but then it turned out they're like, oh shit, here's this, and we'll just casually drop this one on you guys without you even fucking, wondering. Like, there's some shit in there that you're like, what the fuck now? What? How? Like,
I watched the first 2 episodes and I thought it was kind of shit.
It's kind of shit.
Does it get better?
Not really. But that slut from Black Widow shows up.
Natasha's sister.
Yelena. Back.
Yelena. She's what?
She wants Hawkeye's cock.
Hawkeye's. Hawk but cock.
Not in a sexual way. She wants to kill him.
Hawk.
She thinks that he killed
Natasha.
Natasha.
You just ruined it for me. I wasn't going to watch it. I'll be honest. I can't. I don't know. It's the same reason why I haven't gone back to the fucking WandaVision. I can't hear you anymore. Nope. We've lost all audio. Reconnecting. Still can't hear you. Did you press the mute button on the mic? You might have pressed a button on the mic. I can't hear shit. We're experiencing some technical difficulties here in the final. We were about to log off, son of a bitch. Oh, there you are.
Is it shit quality now?
It's echoey.
That's like, hello.
Hey.
Hey.
What'd you do?
I slammed my microphone too hard when I was getting into it, and I knocked it out of the thing.
It did a reboot.
It did a microphone reboot.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So,
well, you go sear your rib prime, and my desire to do this beef stew is at fuck. I'm nosediving right now.
You're at 4 o'clock. You have a whole night ahead of you now to do. That's going to take you a while.
It's going to take me hours.
Yeah, it is.
It's not even going to start.
Oh, it won't even be ready until tomorrow. You blew it.
I did blow it. I have to find a slow cooker. Royally blew it. I know where my slow cooker is. Fucking ass. What am I eating for supper then? Fuck my ass. I have something I could eat for supper, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not doing it. I got a McDonald's gift card for Christmas. I'm not doing it because I've already done it once a couple days, like 4 days ago. And I had 2 junior chickens and 2 McDoubles.
Oh my God.
And then yesterday I drove home from the farm and it was minus fucking 38. And I parked in the garage and I was like, I'm not leaving the garage again. So I was like, I'm getting Five Guys.
Oh my God.
And I got that bitch delivered. Yeah. So
it's a lot of money.
Yeah. I'm going to find something in the house.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. It was $24 to get that Five Guys. Skip the dishes.
Oh.
It might have been $26.
Yeah. No.
That's why I never do that shit. Like, fuck.
No, it's too expensive.
Too expensive.
That's why we're quitting.
Quit it. Yeah.
Quitting.
It sucks, but to cook every fucking night, but
it's nice to have fucking money in your bank account, though.
Yeah. And it's nice to have food that doesn't make you feel like shit, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm about over that.
That's a big one.
God mm-hmm. damn it.
Gosh darn it.
Gosh dang it.
Well,
I'm going to go lick the snow and make some shit.
Make some shit and lick snow.
Licking snow and making shit.
Okay, well, I will see you on the morrow.
Yeah, let's do this again.
Let's do this again. I got 3 days up. 3 days off coming up.
I have a lot of days off coming up.
Okay. Well, I am busy for the next 4 days and then we can do it.
Okay. Okay.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay, peace.
Okay, peace.
I don't know. I think I'll have to stop recording.